DopeDepotReviews.com. For the Dope Depot and DopeDepotReviews.com, I'm Lab Rat Finn Martin. Today on Meet the Terpenes, linalool. That's right, everyone's favorite floral terpene, linalool. As usual, we'll start out with the TLDL, too long, didn't listen. Linalool is the floral, softly sweet terpene most people associate with lavender, but it shows up in plenty of other plants too, including coriander, basil, mint, citrus blossoms, rosewood, and cannabis. In cannabis, linalool can bring flowers, sweet herbs, soft wood, light citrus, mild spice, tea-like freshness, and gentle fruit sweetness. Dang. It usually doesn't dominate the profile. More often, it softens sharper terpenes like limonene, beta-caryophyllene, humulene, myrcene, and pinene. Linalool-rich cannabis is often described as calming, relaxing, or sleep-friendly. And there is some interesting animal and aroma research behind those ideas. That does not mean a dab or cart with linalool is guaranteed to relax you, reduce anxiety, or help with sleep. THC, dose, tolerance, the full terpene profile, and the human using it all still matter. Because, you know, biology refuses to be useful on command. In our current data, Gold Cash Candy leads the Red Eye Dabs at 1.31% linalool, while Rainbow Runtz leads the carts at 1.2%. Rainbow Runtz is especially notable because linalool makes up more than 29% of its measured terpene profile, making it unusually linalool forward by ratio. And now, meet the terpenes. Linalool, the floral softener in cannabis. Linalool has spent most of its public life trapped inside one word, lavender. That association makes sense. Lavender can contain substantial amounts of linalool, and the terpene contributes heavily to its recognizable floral aroma. But linalool isn't lavender in molecular form. It also appears in coriander, basil, mint, citrus blossoms, rosewood, and numerous other aromatic plants. In cannabis, it can contribute flowers, sweet herbs, soft wood, citrus, spice, and a faint, clean freshness that rounds off sharper terpenes. Linalool rarely dominates the cannabis profiles in our database. It usually works as a supporting compound, softening the edges of limonene, beta-caryophyllene, humulene, myrcene, and pinene. That quieter role makes it easy to underestimate. Linalool may not build the entire profile, but it can change how nearly every other part of the profile feels. What is linalool? Linalool is an acyclic monoterpene alcohol with the molecular formula C10H18O. The word acyclic means the molecule has an open chain structure rather than carbon ring found in compounds such as limonene or terpenylene. The alcohol part refers to the hydroxyl group built into its molecular structure. What does that mean? I have no idea. I'm just a lab rat. It doesn't mean linalool behaves like beverage alcohol or produces alcohol intoxication. It's not that kind of alcohol. Linalool occurs naturally in hundreds of plants and is widely used in fragrances, soaps, cosmetics, cleaning products, and flavor formulations. Common botanical sources include lavender, coriander, basil, mint, rosewood, citrus blossoms, laurel, and some varieties of thyme. In cannabis, linalool usually appears in smaller quantities than beta-caryophyllene, limonene, myrcene, or alpha-humulene. Concentrations approaching or exceeding 1% are notable in our current data sets. That may not sound like much compared with a 5% caryophyllene monster, but aromachemistry is not a weightlifting contest. Nay, smaller compounds can still reshape the room. linalool has two molecular forms. Like limonene, linalool exists in two mirror image forms called enantiomers. Enantiomers. Love them. These are commonly identified as R-linalool or S-linalool. The two molecules contain the same atoms connected in the same basic order, but their three-dimensional structures mirror one another. Biological systems can distinguish between them. The two forms may produce somewhat different odor impressions and have produced different physiological responses in experimental research. Both remain recognizably floral, but one sample of linalool may lean woodier, sweeter, fresher, or more herbal, depending on which form is present and what surrounds it. Standard cannabis terpene panels generally report one combined linalool result rather than separating the enantiomers. That means a phytofact sheet tells us the total amount detected, but not the exact three-dimensional composition responsible for the aroma. What does linalool smell and taste like, Linalool is most strongly associated with floral aroma, but its sensory range extends beyond lavender. It can contribute lavender, fresh flowers, sweet herbs, soft wood, light citrus, coriander, mild spice, clean freshness, tea-like notes, gentle fruit sweetness, and even faint balsamic notes. Dang. Linalool usually doesn't strike the nose as aggressively as limonene, terpenylene, or pinene. It tends to sit in the middle of the profile, connecting brighter top notes with heavier compounds underneath. With limonene, linalool can create a sweeter and more floral citrus profile. With beta-caryophyllene and humulene, it can soften pepper, dry wood, herbs, and bitterness. With myrcene, it may produce a deeper combination of flowers, ripe fruit, earth, and musk. Pinene can sharpen the profile around it, while osamine may emphasize sweet floral and green fruit qualities. This makes linalool particularly important in blends. It often acts less like the main flavor and more like the chemical transition between several different flavors. Basically, linalool is the molecule standing between louder terpenes and asking everyone to please stop throwing chairs. Lavender is more than linalool. What? Lavender is the standard sensory reference for linalool, but real lavender aroma comes from a much larger mixture of compounds. Depending on the lavender species and growing conditions, its essential oil can contain linalool, linalool acetate, camphor, terpenin-4-OL, lavandulol, osamine, cineol, and numerous minor volatile compounds. Linalool acetate is particularly important and kind of hard to say. It's a related ester with its own soft, sweet floral character. Linalool and linalool acetate are separate molecules. A laboratory result showing linalool does not tell us whether linalool acetate or the rest of lavender's chemistry is present. This is why linalool-rich cannabis extract may smell floral without smelling exactly like lavender. One compound provides part of the vocabulary. The full volatile profile writes the sentence. Linalool is volatile but oxygenated. Linalool is a monoterpene, meaning it's still relatively volatile and vulnerable to processing and storage conditions. Heat, oxygen, light, extended handling, and repeated temperature changes can all alter the profile. Linalool may be affected by excessive processing temperatures, prolonged air exposure, aggressive vacuum, repeated heating, light exposure, poor container seals, and long storage periods. Its oxygen atom doesn't make it immune to evaporation or degradation. Careful extraction and storage remain important, especially when trying to preserve a broad range of lighter aromatic compounds rather than only the heavier sesquiterpenes. What happens when linalool oxidizes? Linalool reacts with oxygen during air exposure. That process can create several oxidation products, including linalool hydroperoxides. These compounds are chemically different from fresh linalool and can alter the sensory profile. Oxidation may reduce some of the terpene's fresh floral character while introducing duller or sharper notes. Oxidized linalool products are also well established as fragrance contact allergens in some people. That research primarily involves skin exposure, cosmetics, fragrances, and patch testing. It does not directly establish the respiratory risk of consuming a cannabis extract containing linalool. Obviously. Those are different exposure routes and shouldn't be casually treated as interchangeable. The practical storage lesson remains straightforward. Keep the container sealed, cool, and protected from unnecessary light and oxygen. Fresh chemistry generally smells more like the profile the processor intended. Old oxygen gets creative and almost never in a helpful way. Does linalool make cannabis calming? Linalool-rich cannabis is frequently described as relaxing, calming, sedating, soothing, or helpful for sleep. There is more scientific justification for studying those possibilities than there is for many common terpene claims. That still doesn't make them guaranteed consumer effects. Animal studies have found sedative or anxiety-related effects after linalool exposure under certain conditions. Some experiments have used inhaled linalool, making them more relevant than studies relying entirely on injection or high oral doses. In one mouse study, inhaled linalool reduced activity in a manner interpreted as sedation without causing the same degree of motor impairment associated with many sedative drugs. Another study found that linalool odor produced anxiety-related behavioral changes in mice. Those effects disappeared when the animal's sense of smell was experimentally disabled, suggesting that olfactory input itself played an important role. A more recent vapor study used brief exposures designed to more closely resemble inhalation from cannabis products. It found that the behavioral effects of linalool differed according to exposure conditions and the sex of the mice. That result is less convenient than a label reading calming, but considerably more informative. As we've stated many times, the dose matters, exposure matters, patterns matter, and of course, biology matters. What about human research, Some human aroma studies have reported changes in stress-related physiological measures, mood, or perceived relaxation after exposure to linalool or linalool-rich essential oils. The evidence has several limitations. Many studies use lavender oil or another complete essential oil rather than isolated linalool. Those oils contain numerous active aromatic compounds. Aromatherapy studies can also be difficult to blind. Participants know when they're smelling a strong fragrance, and their expectations may influence subjective results. Sample sizes are often small, and the exposure conditions rarely resemble taking a dab or using a cannabis cartridge. This doesn't make human research worthless, it just means the findings cannot be directly converted into a promise that an extract containing 0.8% or 1.2% linalool will reduce anxiety or improve sleep. Cannabis adds THC, minor cannabinoids, additional terpenes, dose variability, personal tolerance, and individual endocannabinoid biology to the equation. A floral molecule doesn't get veto power over all of that. Does linalool determine the high? Linalool may contribute to the character of cannabis experience, but it cannot independently predict it. A linalool-rich product can be labeled indica, sativa, or hybrid. Wow. Our current linalool-heavy products include all three categories. Gold Cash Candy and Blueberry Consort are both indicas. Sugar Rim is a sativa. Zangria Walker and Forbidden Nerds are both hybrids. On the cart side, Rainbow Runts, Forbidden Blue, and Appletite are indicas, while Sugar Rim and Milkberry Funk are both sativas. That alone should make anyone suspicious of a simple linalool equals sleepy indica rule. The complete experience depends on many, many things. Linalool can soften a profile chemically without guaranteeing that the human experience will feel soft. Those are related ideas, not identical ones. Reading linalool on a lab sheet. Linalool rarely appears as the dominant terpene in our production data. Its influence is usually found in how it interacts with larger concentrations of beta-caryophyllene, limonene, myrcene, humulene, and pinene. When reading a terpene panel, one should ask, how much linalool is present? What percentage of the total terpene profile does it represent? Is the profile bright, heavy, fruity, or peppery without it? Which qualities might linalool soften or connect? A product containing 0.8% linalool within a 5% total terpene profile is proportionally more floral than one containing the same 0.8% inside of a 12% profile. The raw percentage matters as much as the ratio. For this piece, we went back a year and selected the 5 strongest linalool results from the Red Eye Dab data sheet and the 5 strongest from the cart sheet. You can find links to those in the menu labeled the sheets. Check them out, man. 5 Red Eye Dab Heavy Hitters. Number 1, Gold Cash Candy. Gold Cash Candy leads the current Red Eye Dab group with 1.31% linalool. That represents more than 12% of its total measured terpene profile. Beta-caryophyllene leads at 2.72%, while limonene reaches 2.1%. Alpha-humulene contributes 0.95%, myrcene sits at 0.54%, and the combined pinenes at another 0.66%. Alpha-terpineol is also notable at 0.4%, which may add additional soft floral and woody character around the linalool. This is one of the more polished profiles in the current linalool group. Limonene brings citrus brightness, beta-caryophyllene and humulene add pepper, dry wood, herbs, and resin. Linalool and alpha-terpineol soften the middle with flowers and gentle sweetness, while myrcene gives the lower end a little fruit and earth. Gold Cash Candy sounds like it should be pure sweetness. The lab sheet says the candy has citrus, flowers, pepper, wood, and actual structure. A small victory against the tyranny of naming things like a gas station edible. Number 2, Sugar Rim. This one comes in second with 1.2% linalool that represents nearly 16% of the total measured terpene profile, making Sugar Rim one of the most proportionally linalool-rich red-eye dabs in the current group. Beta-caryophyllene leads at 2.06%, while limonene follows at 1.42%. Alpha-humulene reaches 0.7%, and the combined pinenes contribute 0.52%. Myrcene is lower at 0.32%, which means the profile should rely less on heavy earth and musk than several other products in this piece. This should be a bright, floral, citrus-forward profile with a solid peppery and woody frame underneath. Linalool sits close enough to limonene to significantly soften and sweeten the citrus side, while beta-caryophyllene and humulene keep the structure from floating away. Sugar Rim may be labeled sativa, but it carries more linalool than plenty of indicas. The molecule has once again ignored the brochure. Number 3, Zangria Walker. This one carries 1.09% linalool. It's still one of the strongest linalool results on the current Red Eye sheet, with linalool accounting for roughly 12% of the complete measured terpene profile. Beta-caryophyllene leads at 2.62%, followed by limonene at 1.58%, alpha-humulene 1.02%, myrcene contributes another 0.74%. That creates a dense foundation of pepper, dry wood, herbs, citrus, fruit, and earth. Linalool adds a substantial floral and softly sweet layer through the middle. Its concentration is nearly identical to the humulene content, creating an interesting balance between floral softness and dry, herbal bitterness. Zangria Walker should be neither purely bright nor purely heavy. The chemistry resembles citrus and dark fruit being arranged over a peppery wooden frame. Then somebody places flowers on the table to make the room look less hostile. Number 4. Blueberry Consort. This one lands fourth with 0.97% linalool. That represents more than 15% of its total terpene profile, making it quite linalool forward by ratio, even though the raw number is lower than Zangria Walker. Beta-caryophyllene leads at 1.45%, while limonene reaches 0.93%. Myrcene sits at 0.58%, alpha-humulene at 0.5%, and the combined pinenes contribute 0.33%. We also see alpha-terpineol present at 0.24%. This is a compact but nicely balanced profile. Linalool and alpha-terpineol should add floral sweetness and a soft woody middle. Limonene brings citrus brightness. Myrcene adds fruit and earth. And beta-caryophyllene with humulene provides that pepper, dry herbs, and a little bit of structure. Blueberry aroma usually depends on compounds beyond a standard terpene panel, so we shouldn't pretend linalool explains the whole thing. It does, however, give the profile more floral softness and roundness, which is exactly the kind of supporting work people only notice when it's missing. And number 5, the Forbidden Nerds. Forbidden Nerds rounds out the current Red Eye Top 5 with 0.96% linalool, representing just over 15% of its total terpene content, which puts it nearly even with Blueberry Consort by proportion. Beta-caryophyllene reaches 1.49%, while limonene sits close behind at 1.29%. Myrcene and alpha-humulene contribute 0.55 and 0.5%. This is one of the most evenly distributed profiles on the list. Caryophyllene provides pepper and wood. Limonene adds citrus brightness. Myrcene brings fruit and earth, while humulene contributes the dry herbs. Linal sits close enough to the leading compounds to have a major influence, adding flowers and sweetness rather than merely decorating the finish. The profile has no overwhelming single leader. And now the carts. 5 linalool heavy cart hitters. Number 1, Rainbow Runts. This one leads the current cart group with 1.2% linalool. That's a huge result in context because the total terpene profile is only 4.1%. Linalool accounts for more than 29% of the entire measured terpene profile, making Rainbow Runts the most linalool-dominant product in this piece by proportion. Beta-caryophyllene follows at 0.67%, while alpha-terpineol reaches 0.43%. Limonene sits at 0.27%, humulene 0.22%, and myrcene at 0.07%. This is not a typical caryophyllene-led profile with linalool playing backup. Nay. Here, linalool is the main event. Expect floral sweetness, soft wood, gentle herbs, and a smoother, aromatic middle rather than a loud peppery or citrus dominant structure. The alpha-terpineol may reinforce that softer floral and woody direction. Rainbow Runts is one of the clearest examples in the current data of linalool stepping forward instead of politely holding the door for bigger terpenes. It apparently got tired of being the lavender one and filed for creative control. We see you, linalool. We see you. Number 2, Sugar Rim. This one also appears in the cart list with 1.09% linalool, representing nearly 17% of the measured terpene profile. Beta-caryophyllene leads at 1.64%, while limonene reaches 1.35%. Alpha-humulene contributes 0.59%, alpha-pionine reaches 0.31%, and myrcene sits at 0.28%. The broad structure closely matches the red-eye version: citrus, flowers, pepper, wood, herbs, and a touch of pine. The dab contains 1.2% linalool, while the cart contains 1.09%. That's a very close result across formats, especially considering the decarboxylation needed for cart production. The linalool remains a major part of the profile. This is exactly what we want from a cart version: recognizable terpene architecture, not just a vague memory of the original extract wearing a battery. Number 3, Forbidden Blue. This one contains 0.98% linalool, accounting for more than 18% of the total measured terpene profile. Limonene leads at 1.11%, while beta-caryophyllene follows at 0.82%. Myrcene contributes 0.43%, alpha-humulene sits at 0.26%, and alpha-terpineol reaches 0.24%. This is another profile where linalool is not buried. It's nearly tied with limonene and higher than beta-caryophyllene. That should create a bright but soft profile with citrus, flowers, gentle wood, fruit, earth, and mild pepper all sharing space. Ah. Forbidden Blue is especially useful because it shows linalool behaving as a major structural terpene in a cart rather than merely adding a small floral accent. It doesn't dominate as strongly as Rainbow Runts, but it has clearly escaped the background. Number 4, Milkberry Funk. This one carries 0.94% linalool inside a 4.58% total terpene profile. That puts linalool at more than 20% of the measured total. Beta-caryophyllene sits at 0.86%, limonene at 0.59%, myrcene at 0.4%, alpha-humulene at 0.32%, and alpha-terpineol at 0.29%. This is another highly proportionally linalool-forward cart. The profile should lean floral, soft, and gently sweet through the middle, with beta-caryophyllene adding pepper and wood, limonene adding brightness, and myrcene contributing fruit and earth. Alpha-terpineol may further reinforce the soft floral and woody character. The funk side of the name probably involves chemistry beyond the standard terpene panel, because funk is rarely polite enough to fit inside one column. Still, the measured profile shows a cart with a surprisingly floral backbone for something labeled sativa. And number 5, Appletite. Appletite rounds out the current cart top 5 with 0.88% linalool, representing more than 15% of the total terpene profile. Beta-caryophyllene leads at 2.11%, while alpha-humulene reaches 0.66%. Limonene sits lower at 0.35%, and myrcene contributes 0.12%. Alpha-terpenol is also present at 0.23%. This is a very different structure from Rainbow Runts or Forbidden Blue. Appletite is more clearly built on the caryophyllene-humulene foundation of pepper, dry wood, herbs, and resin. Linalool provides a strong floral and sweet counterweight inside that heavier structure, while alpha-terpineol adds more soft wood and floral character. The apple-like side likely depends on esters and other volatile compounds that don't appear on this panel. Or maybe it was just the name they picked. Who knows? But the linalool number tells us the profile has a meaningful floral softness beneath that drier, peppery backbone. Appletite isn't just fruit. Nay. It's fruit invited to a wood-paneled room full of dry herbs and judgment. What these 10 products show us. And of course, there's links to each one. You can check out the full reviews and the PhytoFact sheets for yourself there over on DopeDepotReviews.com. The current master sheet gives us an interesting linalool story. First, linalool can be a major supporting terpene in dabs and carts, but it rarely travels alone. Most featured products still contain meaningful beta-caryophyllene, limonene, humulene, myrcene, or alpha-terpineol. Gold Cash Candy, Sugar Rim, Zangria Walker, and Forbidden Nerds all combine linalool with strong limonene and beta-caryophyllene. That creates a recurring citrus flower pepper structure. Blueberry Consort adds more myrcene and alpha-terpineol, giving the profile more fruit, earth, soft wood, and floral roundness. Second, raw concentration and proportional influence are different. Gold Cash Candy has the highest red eye linalool result at 1.31%. Sugar Rim follows at 1.2%. But Blueberry Consort and Forbidden Nerds devote more than 15% of their total terpene content to linalool, even though their raw numbers are slightly lower. The cart side makes that point even more clearly. Rainbow Runts contains 1.2% linalool inside a 4.1% total terpene profile, making linalool more than 29% of the measured total. That is proportionally much more linalool forward than many products with higher total terpene content. Third, linalool heavy products appear across traditional categories. The list includes indicas, sativas, and hybrids. Linalool may contribute floral aroma and potentially interact with the experience, but it doesn't assign the product to an effect category. Finally, Sugar Rim appears on both lists, giving us a useful format comparison. The Red Eye Dab contains 1.2% linalool. The cart contains 1.09%. That's close enough to show the core floral citrus structures survive the transition into cart form. Decarboxylation, as we know, changes cannabinoid chemistry. It doesn't have to erase the terpene identity when the process is handled properly. That's good job, lab rats. The lab rat verdict. Linalool is one of the main floral compounds found in cannabis, but reducing it to the lavender terpene leaves most of the story out. It can contribute flowers, sweet herbs, soft wood, citrus, mild spice, tea-like freshness, and gentle fruit sweetness. Its most important role is often structural rather than dominant. Linalool can soften pepper, bridge citrus and earth, add flowers to fruit, and round off profiles built around beta-caryophyllene, humulene, myrcene, pinene, and alpha-terpineol. The research into sedation, anxiety, pain signaling, and neurological activity is scientifically interesting, but still dominated by animal studies, essential oils, laboratory models, and exposure conditions that don't directly reproduce cannabis use. Linalool-rich cannabis may feel calming to some people. The lab result cannot promise that outcome. What the number can tell us is whether meaningful floral chemistry survived into the finished product and how that chemistry fits alongside the rest of the profile. Linalool doesn't usually run the room, but when it shows up in enough concentration, it certainly changes how everyone else sounds once they're inside. Be sure to check out the sheets page over on DopeDepotReviews.com if you want to check out the full spreadsheet of all of our test results. And as always, thanks for listening. For The Dope Depot and DopeDepotReviews.com, I'm Labrat Finn Martin, and this has been Meet the Terpenes. We'll talk to you next time. Beow, beow, beow. Dope Depot Reviews.